You make, they make flour sacks out of exactly the same material now. You can buy it in 10-pound bags, I see it. Mm-hmm. However, I've noticed that in many, at many places, they don't have it in 10-pound bags anymore. They are even 24-pound bags. They have paper bags. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen a bag of sugar since World War II. During World War II, we still bought sugar in bags.
Where the price of sugar is.
No, it stopped. It stopped long before then. They started putting it all in paper. Mm-hmm. In paper. Kind of craft paper.
All right. What would you call the amount of corn that you take to the mill to be ground, or did you?
Well, we did that.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about?
Well, I don't know what you called it. It was the amount that you shucked and shelled. Mm-hmm. You'd carry a bushel, or maybe sometimes you'd carry two bushels, and you would carry it to the mill, and then the miller would grind the corn into meal, mm-hmm. and he would take out a portion, I believe it was 1/10, to pay him for his trouble.
Was there a name for that?
I believe there was, but I don't know what it was. His toll, I don't know what it was. I can't remember.
I seem to remember
them calling it something, but I don't remember what it was. I believe toll, but I'm not sure. I know there was a name for it. Well, we did that even after I was married. Uh-huh. Now, at one time, I can remember that each of these small villages around had a grist mill. Mm-hmm. There was one at Hensington, where I was born. There was one here at Cotton, up the road. But, and there was one, in every small community, there was a grist mill. Mm-hmm. And then there were a couple of grist mills in this part of the county that were built on streams, where you had mill ponds and, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know whether there's even a grist mill in the county now or not. Hand Trading Company operated one for a long time, but I don't believe they're operating one anymore.
Hmm.
So we'd have a hard time taking our corn to mill to have it ground into cornmeal, wouldn't we?
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, those things have disappeared since World War II. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There have been more changes in the way rural people in this area lived since World War II than in all the other times.
All right, let me ask you, what is it that you put in a socket to get to lighten up a room?
Mm-hmm. What you put in the socket? You put a light bulb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you take your clothes out, you know, to carry them around.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you carry them in?
I put them in a basket. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I put them in a foot tub.
Uh-huh. A foot tub.
Mm-hmm.
Do when we were talking about barrels before.
Uh-huh.
What are they used to ship nails in?
Kegs.
And kegs. What's the difference? Or
well, a keg is not. A keg has little holes between the staves,
mm-hmm.
and it will not hold a liquid. It'll hold a nail, but it won't hold a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And they're small.
Smaller than a barrel.
Oh, much more. Now, they used to put gunpowder in kegs, too, but those were tight. I mean, they weren't... A nail keg it'd have a hole 1/8 of an inch between each stave.
Mm-hmm.
But the kind of a keg that you would put water in, or that you would put whiskey in, or any... You know, now, Papa used to make a lot of wine.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of kegs he would put that wine in, it would not it would not leak. It would, looked exactly like a barrel, except it was smaller.
What was it?
You'd have 5-gallon kegs, 10-gallon kegs, 15-gallon kegs. Now, I believe a syrup barrel held 44 gallons. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.